From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Hey, Iowa, I'm the only candidate that's via bill. I'm Bill Curtis, and here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, everybody. So good to see you here. We have such a great show for you today. Later on, we're going to be talking to the award-winning actor and playwright behind August, Osage County, and Killer Joe, many other plays, Tracy Letts. Yes, he's here. He writes brilliant plays filled with madness, murder, dysfunction, and paranoia, which weren't realistic when he wrote them, but circumstances have changed. We don't want to hear your deep family secrets. We just want you to play our games. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hey, Peter and gang. This is Chad Johansson from the epicenter of the New Hampshire primary, Manchester, New Hampshire.
Oh, my gosh. That's very exciting. So you're in Manchester. Are you one of those people who are excited about the primary season, or do you resent it?
You know what, Peter? I've grown up around it. I've always loved it. I've been very involved in politics. But I got to tell you this year, everything goes great until I turn on the television. I can't get away from you, Tom Steyer.
Yeah. Oh, really? Oh. So Tom Steyer, the billionaire candidate, is flooding the New Hampshire airwaves with ads?
Oh, my gosh. I can't turn on YouTube, the local news. I can't turn on anything without seeing his face.
Those are the two choices.
I just got to ask you, for Mr. Steyer's sake, have they worked? Are you finding yourself feeling warmly toward Tom Steyer?
I mean, he makes some good points, but I don't know. He's kind of encroaching on my personal time.
Well, Chad, we're glad to talk to you. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, a comedian you can see headlining the Motorco Music Hall in Durham, North Carolina on February 19th and Victory North in Savannah, Georgia on February 20th. It's Hari Kondabolu. Next, the syndicated advice columnist behind Ask Amy. It's Amy Dickinson. And finally, it's an actor and writer who wrote for the upcoming season of At Home with Amy Sedaris. It's Peter Gross.
Hello.
So, Chad, welcome to the show. You, of course, are going to start us off with Who's Bill This Time. Bill Curtis is going to read you three quotes from this week's news. They're all Tom Steyer, by the way.
Yeah. So he's heard them.
I'm kidding. If you can correctly identify or explain just two of them, you'll win our prize. Any voice from our show you might choose on your voicemail. Are you ready to go?
Hit me with your best shot, Bill.
We will. Your first quote is from the CEO of a company that made a voting app called Shadow.
We feel really terrible about that.
That man was apologizing for his company ruining the results of what this week?
The Iowa caucus.
The Iowa caucuses. Come on, Iowa. Not only do you have one job, you only have to do it once every 4 years. It's like an Olympic archer standing up and immediately shooting himself in the crotch. The Iowa caucuses are impossibly complicated, we found out this week, but apparently we need to do them because only Iowans can really get to know the candidates face-to-face, which was why we saw a bunch of farmers feeling Bernie Sanders' haunches and checking his teeth.
I've never seen a cow this old. I don't like this. I don't like this one bit.
I hear his milk is 1%.
Yes. So what was the result of the Iowa caucuses? Everybody's been waiting. Nobody knows. Everything that could go wrong went wrong. This brand new phone app meant to make the results easy to report didn't work. Well, maybe they shouldn't have bought a product called Shadow. Could they not get Evil Tech Incorporated on the phone?
It also sounds like a mysterious makeup.
Yes. Shadow.
Shadow. Shadow. But wait, you know, I thought the Iowa caucuses were basically, it's like in a gym.
Yeah.
It's like dodgeball, sort of. Like, the loser has to go over to the winner's side and stand there, right?
Yeah.
So how hard is that? Isn't it just counting? I mean, don't they just count?
I think that's neither the caucuses nor dodgeball that you just described.
Have you ever played dodgeball, Amy?
Yeah, I I play dodgeball.
Pretty much caucuses should be, by the way, the way that you just described it. It should be just the candidates in a gym throwing dodgeballs at each other.
It would have been easier.
Yeah.
On Wednesday, they put out more results, but then they had to put out a retraction. They promised they will have the official, guaranteed, verified results by the time Trump is reelected. I see who you're caucusing for. All right, your next quote is from the President of these United States.
Tonight, we have a very special surprise.
There were a lot of surprises in what big speech on Tuesday?
The State of the Union.
Yes, the State of the Union address. What pomp, what circumstance. The president began the evening by refusing to shake Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's hand. It all went downhill from there. For the entire speech, sitting behind him, Nancy Pelosi looked like a woman listening to her ex-boyfriend talk. And Mike Pence looked like a contestant hoping to get picked on The Bachelor. As you can imagine, I could have anticipated, President Trump said the State of the Union is strong. That's better than his first draft, in which he said the State of the Union is Kansas. But he seemed to be in a really good mood. Why not? He was getting ready to celebrate being acquitted in his first impeachment. But it got really bizarre because he had all these reality show stunts. He gave a young woman a scholarship right there in the gallery, surprised her with it. He surprised Rush Limbaugh with a Medal of Freedom right there live on national TV. Hey, Rush Limbaugh, you just got the Medal of Freedom. What are you going to do now? Well, I'm going on a sex tour of Thailand. The thing I couldn't get over was when he reunited a military family by surprise. Was like, oh, you know, this woman, she came to the State of the Union with her children. She didn't know her husband was going to be showing up from Afghanistan, particularly sad because she brought her boyfriend. But then it turns out it got even better. It turns out Trump had hidden a free soldier under every chair in the auditorium. You get a soldier. You get a soldier.
Can we go back just for a moment to Rush Limbaugh getting a Medal of Freedom? Mm-hmm. Just, that's a thing that happened.
Yeah.
And it's good in that it means that we're all a step closer to getting the Medal of Freedom. I feel more qualified for it than I ever have.
Well,
Mother Teresa won a Medal of Freedom. It's like Charlie Brown getting elected to the NFL Hall of Fame. Like,
and then, as we said, it ended with Ms. Pelosi ripping up the speech. She really enjoyed it. That's why we should not have put her in charge of counting the paper ballots in Iowa. All right, your last quote, changing direction, is a comment on a New York Times report about a group of people cooking dinner in Florida.
These guys should use an apron at least.
So that was a reaction to this story about people cooking while what?
They're cooking naked.
Yes, they are. They're cooking naked. Turns out the latest trend in home cooking is not raw cuisine, but cooking in the raw. According to the New York Times, the paper of record, more and more people are embracing nude cooking, but they're not embracing each other. That's not what nudism is about. Didn't you read our pamphlet? Nudists see, they say, a clear link between being unclothed and creativity, which is true. Just think of all the really interesting ideas you've had with your pants off. Amy, you've been doing this show for 20 years, and yet you seem surprised sometimes.
I think she identified with the ideas while your pants are off.
Added one more thing that I don't want to do when I'm naked. It's a long list.
Really? What?
Very long list.
Sex is right at the top.
It's right at the top. Right at the top.
Now, it turns out, of course, that not only do people cook, but of course these nudist resorts have restaurants, which in this particular case,
Amy, they have to eat.
They have to eat. The restaurants in this particular one, according to the New York Times, the great gray lady, Butt Hut.
No.
The Bear Buns Cafe. TMI Fridays. Crack Barrel.
Oh.
You know, some nudist is listening to this show right now, and they are turning off their radio while naked.
That's true.
They are very offended.
Bill, how did Chad do in our quiz?
Chad was great. He got 3 right, and that means he's the winner.
Congratulations, Chad. Nicely done. Thank you so much for playing, and good luck surviving the next week.